If I offered to personally help you get your coloring book idea out of your head and into your hands in the next 30 days, using the exact same process that helped me create and publish my first book in 5 days, then leverage my status as a newly published author to launch and leverage it to create 2 additional income streams in less than 6 months, allowing me to make more money faster than relying solely on one-off book sales on Amazon or Etsy. And I did it with no former art training or prior design experience. Would you be interested? Hi, my name is Rodney, creator of the Coloring Book Creator Podcast. My first coloring book, Never Too Late to Make It Happen, inspired me to launch my first paid membership community and online course and coaching program that has helped over a dozen first-time authors create and publish over 30 titles and counting while opening the door for a portfolio of additional income streams like launching a subscription box, landing paid speaking opportunities and offline teaching positions, and creating online courses and paid workshops. So the only question is, are you next? If you answered yes, shoot me a text to 415-851-1222. Again, that's 415-851-1222 and says, yes, I heard you on the podcast, and I'll respond within 24 hours with details on how to take advantage of this offer. Talk soon. You're listening to the Coloring Book Creator Podcast, episode 18. And in this episode, I'm going to share 7 ways to make money with coloring books. Coloring books is the name of the game for me. Coloring books is what I enjoy and love doing. And I love helping my students and my members, in my Coloring Book Creator Mentor Program not only create their books, but now diversify and base new opportunities, new income streams based on their books. It's one of the things, again, I love to do. I love the idea of creating something once and finding multiple ways to be able to repurpose what you created, and in this context, into a variety of income streams. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you 7 ways that you can take your coloring book, if you have one, or an existing coloring book, or perhaps a coloring book that you're going to create in the future, and derive additional income streams from your book. So I'm going to go over this list, and then I'm going to share some bonus ways for you at the end. So obviously, the first one is sell physical copies of your book. Now, of course, this is an obvious one. If you have a physical book, obviously you're going to sell copies of it. But what a lot of new coloring book creators miss the opportunity on, and it's a huge missed opportunity, is not creating opportunities for themselves where they can sell multiple copies of the book. For an example, one of the episodes in the podcast, I think it's episode number 2 with Kentona Be Fair, she sold 30 copies of her book at a live event that she attended. So she published her book on Amazon. She purchased 50 copies of her book, because once you become a published author on the Amazon Kindle Direct Publishing program, you can buy your own books at an author discount, which is no matter what the list price for your book is on the Amazon system, you can purchase that book for roughly anywhere from between $2 to $3 a copy. They give us the option to be able to do that. Now, I feel this is a missed opportunity, because a lot of people who publish a book on Amazon are solely relying on Amazon to do all the selling for them. And it's not the case. It's rarely the case. Of course, if the book is selling a lot on its own, Amazon's algorithm will kick in and you will get more sales from the platform itself. But if you want to increase your opportunities to get more income directly from your book faster and put more money in your pocket quicker, this is one of the best ways to do it. So you would basically go through the whole process. It's everything I teach in the Coloring Book Creator Mentor Program. But basically what you do is you publish your book on Amazon, and then you go and then you purchase a supply of your books. It doesn't have to be 50. It can be 10. It can be 5. It can be 50, whatever. It can be 100. I believe you can publish up to 1,000 copies of your book at your author discount cost, which is roughly between $2 and $3 a copy. So basically, you order a box of your books or a set of your books. And again, you check with your personal network, people that you know in your circle, clubs that you're involved in, your church, whatever organizations you're involved in, and sell your books directly. Now, you don't sell your books at your author discount cost. You sell your books at full retail. So if your book lists for, say, $12.95 on Amazon, you sell your book in person for $12.95. One of my students, Nefertari Geis, has in this episode, I'll put her episode in the pod in the show notes here below this episode as well. She, at the time I'm recording this, has sold over 50 copies of her book, including getting copies of her book inside of a bookstore in her local area, all based on her actually offering her books directly to people in her current circle. One of the advices of coaching that I gave her in the Coloring Book Creator Mentor Program was I said, why don't you offer an opportunity where they can purchase one book for full retail, which you sell it for on Amazon, or they can purchase two for 20? And so that has exponentially increased how many sales of physical copies that she sells all the time. So again, selling physical copies of your book, but I'm not talking about just online through Amazon, but I mean you selling your book to your personal network is one of the ways to make more money from your book. Number two is offer digital downloads. When I first started researching the coloring book market or genre, whatever you want to label it as, I honestly did not ever, it didn't occur to me that people would actually buy a downloadable, pay money for a downloadable print PDF version of my book. I thought that they all would want the physical book because obviously, unlike a book that's text-based, where they can read it on their Kindle or on their tablet or whatever they're using, a coloring book, obviously, that must be printed. So my thinking was is that people wouldn't buy a PDF or a downloadable printable page because they would have to print it, you know, again. But what I did not know until I started doing my additional research is that people do buy downloadable coloring pages. So what you can do is you can offer your book for sale physically, but you can also put a digital, a PDF iteration of your book also either on your own website or on a platform like Etsy, for an example, or maybe Shopify or whatever platform you want to use, and you can sell a downloadable print, a downloadable PDF version of your book that people can color. Typically, those are running around $5 a copy for people to buy those. Now, I've also seen creators sell individual pages, and so that's another option as well. But I feel like if you do a book, give them like a, you know, a set of pages, maybe 10, 15, 20 or so like that, and then charge maybe about a quarter of what your physical book runs. But offering digital downloads is another way to increase sales. A third way is selling licensing rights. Now, let me be clear on this one. I am not an expert in licensing in this genre, but I do know of people who do sell a license to their designs. Those could, who would be interested in that? Well, possibilities could be calendar company, people who publish calendars, maybe posters. I think greeting cards would be a good one. The one thing I would say is that obviously you yourself must have the full copyright rights to those images. So you couldn't go to like a Creative Fabrica and go and get those images. I mentioned them in the last episode, episode 617 of the podcast. You couldn't go to Creative Fabrica and download those images there and then try to license them to someone else. That's not going to work. But if you have access to your own original artwork, either that you've done yourself or you've hired someone to do for you and you are purchasing the rights, full copyrights to all of the artwork that's done for you, you then own the copyright to those images, and therefore you could potentially license them to other companies. Who those companies would be, that I can't really speak on, or how you would arrange the licensing arrangement, that I can't speak on. I am going to, though, look for an expert in that area, and for a future episode, I'll bring someone on to talk about that. But I do know that licensing is a way that you can resell your designs that you hold the copyright to for other products. So that's the third income stream. The next income stream, number four, is create a coloring book series. One book is great. Five books, 10 books is even better. If you look at some of the most prolific coloring book authors on the market today, the two that come to mind is Joanna Bosford and Hannah Lynn. They have a clear brand identity. Their designs are pretty much always, the style, I should say, is always the same. It's always consistent. So when you look at a Joanna Bosford book or you look at a Hannah Lynn book, you know, if you're familiar with those artists, you know their style. So every book that they release has a similar look and or similar style. The subjects will be different, but the style is unique and distinct to them. So again, I'm saying it is don't maybe do a one-off book, but look at, as you're creating your first book, how can I continue this as a series of books? If you look at like the romance novel genre or the crime mystery novel arena, they produce a series of books, all based on certain characters. So those carry over in all their books. The reason why you want to create a series of books very similar to the ones you did before is that if a person buys one book and there's a continuation in a second book and a third book and a fourth book and on and on and on, that customer now would buy, most likely, the chances are will dramatically increase that they will buy all the books in the series. So what ends up happening is that the books sell each other. They cross-sell each other. If you go on Amazon and you look at a listing on Amazon, if that author has done multiple books, it'll say, Amazon will already pull this up, people who bought this book also bought this one. And a lot of times what they'll do, because again, Amazon wants to increase the cart, the amount that's in the shopping cart, by suggesting things that complement what the person has already put in their cart or that they're looking at. So one book is great. 3, 5, 7, 10 books is better. So when you're producing your books, think, how can I take what I've created here and make another one and make another one? Does it have to be a 5 or 10 set series of books? No, you might stop it at 3, but do think along those lines. I would rather see you do basically 3 books with, say, 30 pages each in them than one book with 100 or 90 pages in it. I hope you see where I'm going with this. So again, think along those lines. You don't even have to change it up that much. You're just breaking up how you're delivering it. So if you've got 90 pages, think 3 books of 30 as opposed to 1 book of 90. And with that said, that dramatically increases your sales. So imagine if you go back to the first suggestion, sell physical copies. You see how you can take all 3 of your books in your series, and instead of selling one book for 12, you can sell all 3 for 30 and give them a little bit of a discount. And the other thing too, which I forgot to mention, is that if you're selling your physical books in person to people, it may not be a thing you do all the time, maybe, you know, however you choose to structure that, but you pocket the difference. So if your book is costing you $2 to produce from Amazon, to order yourself from Amazon, plus you have to pay shipping, and you cannot use your Prime account to purchase your own books, you have to pay shipping, you're still walking away with around a $3 to $3.50 book. But if you sell that book in person to someone, say for $10 or $12 or $15, that difference, you pocket that. You pocket that. So that's where you can add hundreds of dollars to your bottom line. Let's say every weekend. Yeah, let's say you maybe participate in a local farmer's market or a craft market or something like that, which some of my students have done. You can actually walk away with a couple hundred dollars in your pocket. And if you again have a series that complements each other, you can, and again, think about it. If it's one book, that's one sale. If it's 5 books, that's 5 potential sales. So you're not having to you're cross promoting each other is what I'm essentially saying. So again, number 4 is create a coloring book series. Moves on to number 5, offer workshops and classes. Believe it or not, people will pay for a workshop or a class or possibly even a membership, which I have sold based on coloring books. So you could create like a workshop of some sort. One of the workshops I did early on was I created a workshop on how to create your own calendar using coloring pages. Basically, what I did was I invited people to come sign up for this workshop. I charged $10 for it. I supplied them with the base templates for the coloring pages. And then they could bring their own photographs in. And through using Canva, I showed them how to put together a calendar, a personalized calendar, using the background pages that I supplied them, blended with their own photos. So they could make their own custom personalized calendar that they could also order through Canva. Now, this calendar was not available for retail, for sale to other people. It was something that they were doing for themselves personally. So each individual person is walking away with maybe a custom calendar. That's one option. Perhaps you can help them create a custom coloring book. That's another option. So again, think workshops, classes. Those can be a great way to add additional income to your bottom line. Sell related products. I'm really big on this one right now. One of the number one things I'm working with right now with my coloring book creator mentor members is helping them take their original designs from their books and repurposing them on other products. So things like coffee mugs, t-shirts, pillows, socks, even luggage. That is one of the ways that you can use print-on-demand services, taking your original designs and repurposing them on products. So that's another way. In addition to take it a step further, you could also sell related products to the coloring genre. So it could be things like coloring pencils and pens or markers. Again, it can be additional merchandise, like I mentioned, t-shirts and tote bags and things of that nature. The next way to generate income is to advertise through social media. Now, this is a little bit more advanced, and if you don't know about how to advertise on social media, this may be something that you might want to wait until you get more experience with. I personally run Facebook ads all the time. I'm very familiar with the process of Facebook ads, and it is something that I do and will be teaching inside of my Coloring Book Creator Mentor Program, which you've heard me mention a couple of times. So, again, if you want to get more familiarization on how to take your coloring pages and run ads to them, that is another way that you can generate income. So you can basically run an ad to say, maybe the person can download one or two free coloring pages. Then you can redirect them. Once you capture that potential person's data, meaning their name and email address, then you can direct them to, say, Amazon or to Etsy. One of the things that I'm constantly telling my members is don't just, especially on social media, don't send people directly to your store. Don't send them straight to Amazon or straight to Etsy. You want to collect the contact information, because if I tell someone on Facebook, go over to Amazon to go buy my book or go to Etsy to go buy my book or whatever else I'm doing, and that person purchases, especially on Amazon, that person purchases that book, I do not know who bought that book. Even if I sent them there and they bought it, unless that person that bought the book comes back and tells me that they bought it and verifies with me that they bought it by giving me their contact information, I won't know. And Amazon is not going to give you that information, meaning that person's name and email address, because in essence, that's Amazon's customer, not yours. So what you want to do is if you're going to do advertising, send people to a page where they can fill out their information, name and email address, and then you can direct them. As soon as they fill out their information, there's a way to set your ad up that once they give you their contact information, you can direct them straight over to the Amazon listing. At that point, now you know that they quote unquote registered with you in terms of having their contact information. And then if they buy the book, one of the things that you can do is you can put what I call a Let's Stay Connected page inside of your actual physical coloring book that they can then come back. Say, for an example, they buy your book. There's a page in there that says, let's stay connected. They can look at that page. And what they can do is take a picture of that page in their book and message it to you. And you can verify that they bought it because you've got their information. And that's proof that they bought it. Could be proof that they bought it. And then you can maybe bonus them something else. So maybe, let's say, for an example, you have some pages that maybe you didn't put in the book that you could have put in there. Maybe you bonus them two or three additional pages because they verify that they made the purchase. The second step about that is you are now developing a relationship with that customer. It's not just random person that found your book on Amazon. They know nothing about you. You're not connected to them in any kind of way. So you want to be able to establish that first point of connection so that you can continue the conversation with them. Why do you want to do that? So when you come out with new books, guess what? Now you have a person who's bought something from you that you can now reach out to them by email or through Facebook Messenger or whatever you want to do and say, hey, just wanted to let you know, I just published a new book. Or better still, I'm getting ready to put a new book out. It's coming out soon. If you'd like to be notified when it becomes available, you know, I'll let you know. Again, if they buy the book and they show you that they purchased it, maybe you bonus them with something else. Perhaps you incentivize them even further by inviting them to buy more than one copy of the book. So they buy one for themselves and they maybe buy two or three or more for gifts. If they, again, someone can basically forward you their Amazon receipt or take a picture of their receipt and send it to you. And maybe if they buy a bundle of books, maybe you bonus them something like a set of pencils or a set of crayons or something of that nature. So again, advertising will only pay off for you if you're collecting leads. And now you're building an email list, which is the cornerstone of everything I teach in the Coloring Book Creator Mentor Program. You would want to be able to set that up. And there's a way I can walk you through how to set the whole thing up from ad all the way to the creating up the what they call the landing page or opt-in page, all the way to what you offer them. All of that I coach and mentor through the program. So if you're interested in that, again, I'll tell you in a moment how you can go learn more about that. Now, I promise, so that's the seven. So the first seven is sell more physical copies, offer digital downloads. That's number two. Number three, sell digital rights or licensing rights. I'm sorry. Number four, create a coloring book series. Number five, offer workshops and classes. Number six, sell related products. Number seven, advertise through social media. Now, I'm going to give you seven additional ways. So I promise I was going to give you some more ways. So I'm going to give you seven additional ways right now. So the other one is, and I'll say this is number eight, host coloring events. Again, you can maybe align yourself with someone if you are starting out and you don't have a big audience yet. There are so many potential influencers that you can connect with on Instagram and on YouTube. Check out YouTube. There's a lot of people on there who are actively talking about coloring and coloring books, for an example. So perhaps you find an influencer or someone on there. Let me preface the word influencer. I'm not talking about some big name person that's got millions of followers. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about someone that maybe has 1,000 followers or 2,000 followers, somewhere in that range, a little bit more, up to 10. And you feel a connection to that person. Direct message them. I hope you're finding value in this episode. I just want to take a moment to tell you about a special workshop I'm hosting called How to Set Up a Simple One-Page Website designed to help you pre-launch your book as you're creating it. And here's why I'm doing it. So many creative entrepreneurs, unfortunately, make list building a low priority when actually it should be, next to creating your work, one of your highest. Why? Because platforms are changing every second. What's hot right now may be out the window, possibly by the time you finish listening to this episode. But do you know what will never go out of style? Your email list. This is something no one can take away from you. Social media platform or seller can close your account. But with proper preparation and positioning, you can be ready to keep your business going with a simple email. No algorithm worries, no platform freezes. And that's why I created this special workshop. This is not a watch me type training. We are going to be rolling up our sleeves and setting up your first contact list, your one-page website, and a welcome email sequence that will automate. So when a new subscriber gives you their contact info, they'll receive your instant response from you. The bootcamp will conclude with a special bonus workshop where we'll craft your first welcome email sequence with the power of ChatGPT. And the best part, you get to keep lifetime access to the recordings at the end of each session, plus all of my scripts, templates, and checklist, and it's all yours for just a one-time payment of only $97. So affordable for everything you get. Click the link in the show notes for a complete outline and registration link. And even if you can't make it live, if this training speaks to you, register, and I'll personally make sure that you have everything you need to create your first one-page website, launch, and grow your email list. Now back to the episode. Introduce yourself. Tell them who you are. Maybe offer them a PDF version of your coloring book. Perhaps even better, send them a physical copy of the book. Speak with them about how you can collaborate with one another. Perhaps they can invite you on one of their episodes of their live stream or whatever they're doing on YouTube, for an example, where they're sort of interviewing you and you're coloring the book together, coloring pages from the book together. If they've got the ear of your audience, that person has the ear of your audience, and they introduce you, chances are greater that you're going to sell more copies of your book. So you can either host or co-host an event like that, a coloring event like that. If you have a coloring, let's say you have a Facebook group, you can host events inside of there as well. All you have to do is create an event, invite people to come to your event, meaning your group members, say, we're going to color a page from my book, my new book, and you give them all one sample page to color together. And you just have a conversation with them. It's like, again, a knitting circle, but instead of yarn, you're using coloring books and pencils and crayons. That gives you an opportunity for them to get to meet you, to meet them. So you get to know more about your audience and them to meet you. Again, you can do these for free or pay, but I would say you'd probably get better results doing them for free, because guess what? Now you have an active audience that you can freely go and say, you know, sign up for my email list, and I will bonus you something, and then I will give you, you know, a way to go buy my book on Amazon. So this is something you can do if you have a Facebook group or a Facebook page, just as an example. You can even do this on TikTok or whatever social media platform you're active on regularly. Another option is offer custom coloring book services. So let's say, for an example, you want to offer a service where you can create personalized pages for someone. There are artists on Fiverr that you can hire that can take a photograph and create a line art image that someone could color from. There are people that are selling these custom coloring pages for as high as $20 a page. So that's an additional income stream. Someone can send you a photograph. You hire someone on Fiverr to turn it into a line art page. You turn around and sell it for, say, $15, $20. That artist could charge you as little as $5. I believe the term they call this is arbitrage, where basically you are buying a service from someone else, but then you're reselling it for a higher price to the end customer. So it is something that you could consider doing. It could be individual personalized pages, all the way up to a personalized coloring book. So again, you would basically find a client or customer, for an example, and you offer this service. They basically would send you photographs. You either do it yourself if you are familiar with, you know, how to draw line art, or you hire someone on Fiverr to do it for you. Obviously, this is what they would call a bespoke or a custom book. So this would not be a $10 or $12 or $20 book. This would be a much higher price point book. But again, it's personalized that individual person. So let's say if someone maybe wants to make a coloring book for their child's birthday or something of that nature, maybe that's a design that you could work out an arrangement between you and that customer and get, or that client, and get that book created. And then perhaps multiple copies of the book could be made that they could purchase, or you could purchase for them and ship. So this could be a whole new bundle opportunity for you that could yield easily over $100 as opposed to selling a $10 book. So just something to think about, offering custom coloring book services. Again, this ties into selling printable coloring pages. I just mentioned that a moment ago, ties in directly. It can be a book, or it can be individual pages. Creating an online course. This is another option. Courses right now, online courses are very popular right now. So let's say if you have a skill, like a special technique that you do, something that's prioritized to you, something that you do, you could also make a course around that. As I mentioned a moment ago, courses, of course, are multi. So take the example that I shared in Number five, offering workshops and classes. A course is basically just a series of classes. So say one class is on this technique, another class could be on a totally separate technique. But if I put together, say, five different techniques, that now could be an individual course. So for an example, I could take the workshop that I did on creating a coloring calendar, and perhaps I could do four more different classes on individual topics. So for an example, maybe I could show someone how to take the design and put it on a different kind of product. Or maybe I can share with them a different kind of coloring technique that maybe is something that people had obviously buy books would want to know. Maybe they really want to get better with shading and blending, and they would like some instruction on how to do that. You can go to YouTube right now and see tons of videos on shading and blending. Perhaps they want to take their coloring pages, take them from the book, and create a unique piece of artwork with them, where maybe they develop their own scrapbook, so to speak. So you can show them how to take the pages and put them inside of a new book and then embellish them in new ways. I saw someone do a workshop on how to take coloring pages and turn them into envelopes. I thought that was a unique and a fresh idea. So again, you could maybe put together a five-part little workshop series, one on how to maybe take coloring pages and make a personalized calendar, one on how to make an envelope, one on how to turn your pages into another layer of art in a scrapbook, one on shading and blending techniques, and then one on something else. And that could be like a five-part little course series that you could sell for $50 or $60 or $70, as opposed to a one-off workshop for, say, maybe 10 or 15. So again, create an online course. Again, an online course is just however many modules, if you will, is an individual class on an individual topic. So that's another way to do it. The other one ties into what I mentioned a moment ago about hosting events, and that's collaborate with other artists. I'm really big about collaborations. Collaborations are win-win for both parties. In order for collaborations to work, they must be a win-win for both parties. So if someone, let's say, has an audience and they're trying to come up with new content to keep that audience engaged, you could be that form of content. So let's say that you know how to take a coloring book page and turn it into an envelope. You may be able to find someone that maybe just talks about coloring or coloring books in general, but you come on and say, hey, I'd like to show your viewers how to take a coloring page from their book, how they can color it and convert it into an envelope. You can come on and teach that class for them. That gives that person content. You're providing value to their audience. And guess what? You now have an invitation to invite those viewers or those listeners to come check out what you're doing. And again, the thing you want them to do is you want them to come and sign up for your email list so that you can then communicate with them on a regular basis and get them involved in the things that you're doing. So collaborations are very powerful. And again, it has to be a win-win. So you have to look at the audience or the person that you want to collaborate with and see how you can provide a win for them. And when you approach them from that perspective, they'll be far more receptive to your collaboration opportunity that you're proposing. Additional ways is affiliate marketing. So again, you know, as you know, well, you may not know, you can sign up to be an affiliate partner with Amazon, and I'm sure you can do it with other resources like Michaels and Hobby Lobby and other places like that. They all may have affiliate programs, and these are just examples, but you can sign up for an affiliate, and then those products that people would go buy anyway, pencils, markers, pens, gel pens, all kinds of supplies, you can recommend those things to your audience, either through your Facebook group or in your email newsletter or whatever you're going to do. And if someone purchases those products from those sites, you get a commission off of that. So when you sign up to become an affiliate partner, the company will give you an affiliate link. So what I would recommend you do is you go check out the big names like Amazon, Michaels, Hobby Lobby, whatever local stores are in your area or companies are in your area, and see if they have an affiliate program. If you go to their website, if they have a search bar at the top, you can type in affiliate marketing and you can see what's available for you for that. And then if there's something available, then you can maybe collab with them. One of the things that I'm going to be offering very soon is I'm setting up an affiliate program for my Coloring Book Creator Mentor program that I've mentioned many times in this episode. So again, I'm working on that. I'm not ready to fully release all of the notes about that yet, but I am working on that right now. So again, if you know someone that wants to publish a coloring book, I don't really have seen any training on it the way I teach it online. So if you're interested in that, I'm going to put a link in the show notes on how you can reach out to me directly. And then when I do create this affiliate program for the Coloring Book Creator Mentor Program, I will show you or I can give you some more information about how you can become a partner with me, so to speak. You can promote my workshop, it's not a workshop, it's a membership program. You can promote that. And if someone purchases through your affiliate link, I will pay you a commission on that. So again, that's another way to make money. And then the last one is offer print on demand services. So again, you can always repurpose your designs on other products. Again, I mentioned a moment ago, socks, pillows, the sky is the limit. So again, if you've got a book, you've got other resources. And in a sense, it's almost like your own form of licensing as well. So again, if you're thinking about diversifying your income streams beyond just selling your book on Amazon, because again, this is the number one mistake and missed opportunity that I see so many newbie authors and even seasoned authors make, is they rely strictly on Amazon organic search, finding their book and purchasing the book. And that takes time. It's a long game play. And you're leaving so much money on the table by not exploring the options that I've laid out for you here. So again, I'm going to review those 7 additional options: host coloring events, offer custom coloring book services, sell printable coloring pages individually, even personalized and custom pages, create an online course, collaborate with other creators, artists, influencers, affiliate marketing, and offering print-on-demand services. So I hope that this has given you enough inspiration about what's available to you. As I said, I go into depth about this and all these opportunities more so in the Coloring Book Creator Mentor Program. I will put the link to that in the show notes if you're interested in enrolling in that. It is a monthly ongoing membership. And again, I go through everything from designing your book to printing your book to promoting your book to building what I call a coloring bookpreneur business. So it's not just about the book and then you're off on your own to go figure it out. You're with me month after month getting support. I do live coaching in this group every week, twice a week. So one of the week sessions is on the book publishing aspect of it, getting the book actually physically put together. The other is on the marketing and marketing opportunities. One of the things right now that we're doing in the month of March that I'm recording this episode, we're actually working on setting up our own Etsy stores and offering a variety of print-on-demand products based on some of our designs and our books in that store. So even if you're listening to this, say, way after the time that I recorded this, if you decide to join the mentor program, though, that whole course is going to be available inside of the Coloring Book Creator Mentor Program. So you will always have access to that, even if I've already taught it. So with that said, again, check out the show notes for the resources to everything that I've mentioned. What I may do too is create a PDF version of these notes. And so if I put that together, I'll put the link to that also in the show notes. Have a listen. And again, I appreciate you listening, first of all, because I know there's a lot of other things you could be doing with your time. And I don't take that for granted, that I want you to know. So thank you for listening to the podcast. Again, I appreciate it. And again, I would love it if you would rate and review the show. Your comments and your ratings and reviews help more people to find it. So no matter what the platform is you're listening to it on, if there's an option to be able to rate and review, I would welcome that. And again, I look forward to creating more and more. I've got so many more episodes in the pipeline that I'm getting ready to provide for you. And again, I'll have the links in the bottom in the show notes on additional ways to connect with me and reach out to me. So with that said, keep on creating. I look forward to seeing what you create. And if you feel that this is something that you want to do. You want to check out the Coloring Book Creator Mentor Program to actually implement some of these ideas into your income stream portfolio, do message me. I've got links to that also in the show notes as well. There's ways to contact me on Instagram as well as on Facebook. And I would love to have a conversation with you. All righty. So with that said, have a wonderful rest of your day, evening, wherever you are listening to this. This is Rodney Washington, your host, signing off.